Welcome to a SWAT review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss the first episode of new shows in the anime season.
This time, we're looking at the first episode of Planet With from JC Steph, and it is streaming on Crunchyroll. And if this series seems somewhat familiar, or at least parts of it do, that is because it is an original series written in part by the author of Lucifer and the Biscuit Hammer, which was ostensibly a shonen fighting show, but generally tried to subvert a lot of the genre, mostly in the beginning and the end. The middle was a little more formulaic, but there were some subversions in the middle. So I feel, in many ways, this show has a kind of similar feel, although this one is more kind of like a little bit of like Sentai or Mecha.
Yeah, so we have this boy who is in a weird house situation where he doesn't really remember how he got there or why he's living there exactly, but there's this kind of strange maid and also a giant cat human kind of creature.
It's kind of like the evil version of Chiyo's dad from Azumanga Daioh.
And the world has UFOs that are very, like, they're very absurdist looking. They have a group of superheroes that have power armor. They don't feel like fully robots, but the power armor is a lot larger than them, so, you know, it kind of has a robot feel, and they have all these animal motifs.
And for size-wise, they're about the size of a Votoms, as opposed to, say, a Gundam, if you want, like, to visualize it. Although, like Kate said, they look a lot more organic. They still look, obviously, robot-y, but not, like, they're obviously magical and somewhat organic.
Yeah, and the first episode is just, you know, it's a very mysterious and kind of very weird, and Kuroi is the main character, and it's not even, like, by the end I was like, okay, has he been kidnapped? Has he been brainwashed? Is he the villain? Like, what is happening? You know, I feel like it really throws you into this world and doesn't give you a whole ton of information, which I appreciated, and it made it very kind of, like, ominous and weird, and it leaves you with a lot of questions that I probably want to know the answer to, not just like, oh, there's a bunch of, like, weird stuff and I don't care. I was like, man, what's going on here?
Because it seems like, as Kate implied, he has taken the role of the villain who is going to defeat the heroes so they won't destroy either his or the organization he's working for, like the cat and the maid's evil UFOs. Although it's, like, not fully clear if the UFOs are fully evil. Although the cat and the maid seem shifty at best.
Definitely. And then, you know, kind of the other, like, kind of portion to the UFO thing is that these aliens, or whatever they are, that have come here, cause the people that get close to them to remember and kind of go into an illusion of almost like a hyper memory, because it's clear that it's not 100% a memory. It's part memory, part dream, I guess, because some of it has to do with your past, but then it's almost like in the one that the big one in here, we sort of see him resolve some of his own personal, like, guilt and issues through that illusion. So it's almost like, wait, is it? But then at the same time, it's sort of like lulling them into,
because
I don't know.
Well, one of them is this guy who his mother died in a fire and he became a firefighter. And so it tries to have him resolve his things with the guilt over his mother. But like he mentioned, it at the end, unless, like, they're basically the people fighting them, unless the person, their boss, like, stepped in, he was going to leave because he felt so at peace. And some fighters that attack it have similar situations. And so, is it, yeah, as Kay mentioned, it's an interesting question of, are they actually good in trying to help people, or are they, like, using a mental attack to basically pacify these people, and they actually have a sinister agenda, you know, basically poisoning them with kindness.
I like how you said pacify, because it's like, oh, they don't want to fight us now if we do this, but it's not real what they're experiencing. And then there's also the part that there's, like, these medallion kind of things that allow them to use the transformation slash animal robot whatevers. So I feel like they've introduced a lot of pieces to the world, and it feels as though, like, I already feel that it has turned a couple of things on its head that I wasn't. So I can kind of see what you were saying at the beginning, Al, about him sort of playing with the formulas that you've seen.
I feel like a show like this, like, to get the best idea of whether you like it or not, it seems more like a 3-episode test show than a 1-episode test. I feel like it's one of those shows that was interesting. It didn't fully sell me, but it in no way turned me off. Like, I'm definitely curious to watch more of it, but I can't go like, oh man, this is going to be great and it's going to be a good ride. Also, like I said, with Lucifer and the Biscuit Hammer, that started off very experimental and then kind of fell into a routine, partially to kind of lull you into a sense of security, and then it kind of had, like, every once in a while a little bit of a gut punch to remind you of what kind of show you're watching, and in the end was very different. I think that's also worth keeping in mind, that if the author uses that kind of formula again, you know, sometimes he likes to give you a little bit of what you expect for a while so that he can surprise you. So, yeah, it's definitely one to at least, if nothing else, keep your eye on, see what people say about it, if nothing else.
I agree. I think that it warrants seeing a little bit more, because I don't know yet about any emotional resonance with the characters. I feel like they've introduced an interesting world and made me curious about that, but I don't fully know, like, what my connection will be, because I do think that, and I think we all talked about this after we watched it initially, was that a lot of the emotional beats in this episode are not really felt as to us, because we didn't know any of these characters yet that kind of go through the what we were speaking about earlier, the illusion and the guilt and kind of working through their feelings. But because they were completely non-known entities to us, we weren't really experiencing it from close up. It was very distant.
But if this show is well paced and constructed, I think the idea is more to show you those ideas so that when they happen to characters that you know more, now you understand how the system works and it'll be more impactful. But that also requires the characters who come afterwards to be interesting, for you to care about them, and for their stories to be developed in a way that when those things happen, those have resonance, because that is an easy thing to do either really well or do really poorly. So, like I said, only time will tell.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at reversethieves.com and follow us on Twitter @ReverseThieves, @NartakiRT, and @HisuiRT.